So for the purposes of the recording, this recording is to clear out the chakras in present time, present moment, with the tools that we have in Level 3 Live. And those tools are also using the ray that Archangel Michael is holding to bind any mutations into the light. But what we're going to do is walk through each chakra, and we're going to give that a command from that place of ownership of yourself. If there are any files in the chakra itself that are no longer needed, we will have them go to the left side where there's a trash receptor. And on the right side, there is a box for like a temporary filing system for any of the files that need to be refiled in a different chakra, because that happens sometimes, or if they need to go into the Akashic Records. So at some point, Archangel Gabriel will step in and help us with that. And then there will be a point where Gabriel's saying right now that we will also go in and recalibrate the chakra itself. And then there will be a point where three of them are turned down considerably, just to make sure that we're not blown full open. So if you would just take a breath and find a point on the wall or someplace in the room that you'd like to put your awareness on. And if you would follow three circular breaths while you have your awareness on this point, and would you be capable and commanding? Would you find your seniority? And give yourself permission to have this shift of energy in the chakra system in ease, in delight, creating balance in present moment, present time. And would you breathe yourself into that place of neutrality? And we know that the fourth dimension chakra system overlays the third dimension chakra system. So I'd like you to give the command that as we go through each chakra, we're predominantly going to work on the fourth dimension chakra. However, if there's any residue or, residue is the right word, from the third dimension level of chakras, is to have them cleared out at the same time. So let's begin in the very first chakra. And would you give the command for any files in that first chakra that are no longer of value, of use, for your soul's purpose, to fulfill the purpose of your contract or your agreement with the Creator, the Prime Creator, what your soul is in agreement with? If there's any files in that first chakra that are no longer needed, would you have them go into the big receptor that's going to be on the left-hand side of you? Again, third and fourth dimensional chakras here. Would you give the command for any files that are misfiled, meaning they really belong in a different chakra? Have them be put in that temporary filing system on the right-hand side. Would you breathe yourself into the second chakra? And again, with your command, the files that are no longer needed into the receptacle on the left. You may notice a lot of files that are no longer needed now that the masculine and the feminine are completely in balance. specifically from the third dimensional chakra, where this was sensuality and sexuality and creativity, those might need to be going to the left here. And any that need to be refiled into the temporary filing system on the right, or that go into the Akashic Records. Would you put your awareness back on the first chakra? And now, with your intention, clean out the space between the first and the second chakra. And would you spin that first chakra, allowing any, if there's any dust, any residue, just to spin it out of that first chakra? And would you ask Archangel Gabriel if there's any filaments in that first chakra that need to be repaired or restructured, so that he will do the repairs on the chakra itself, making sure it is facing forward? And then put your awareness on the second chakra with that same intention, for Gabriel to look at the filaments of the chakra itself and then spin it so any residue spins out of that chakra. And give it the command or have the intention that it be recalibrated for your current path. And that just shifted dramatically for everyone. Wow. Very nice. Would you take a breath? Allow those two chakras just to spin. Nice. They're going to slow down a little bit, but just allow them to continue spinning. While you put your awareness on the third chakra, and again, the files that are absolutely no longer needed on the left. A lot is going, just dump it out. And then those that need to be redistributed on the right. Would you put your awareness back on the second chakra and have the intention to clean the pathway from the second to the third? And you can either do that with just light, or you can create a rose and allow the rose to be sticky and clean out that pathway from the second to the third. And then will you call in Archangel Gabriel and ask him to look again at the filaments of the third chakra, making sure your dish is open and able to receive and send energy. This is the small motor that spins up your big motor of your power field. And so would you allow this chakra to spin? And they're asking for you to spin it two ways. First, to spin it clockwise, letting it spin out clockwise. And when that feels clean, then give it the command to spin counterclockwise. Very interesting. Okay, now they're asking for you to take chakra 1, 2, and 3 and all simultaneously have them all three clean from the inside out. Don't get in rational mind. Just let it be from the inside out. There's a pathway that the angels are doing. They're going three passes, front to back, front to back, front to back. They're going left to right, left to right, left to right, and they're doing a swirl with all three of those. And you may or may not feel the buzzing that's happening in your teeth, your jaws, that's happening. And would you take a breath? And now put your awareness on the fourth chakra. And with your intention, the files that are no longer of service, no longer needed on the left-hand side, those to be redistributed on the right. And then call in Gabriel. And here he's actually going to play a sound, and he's blowing in love, blowing in light, and he's blowing it right into the front of that chakra, blowing it from your front to your back. Again, he's blowing in love. He's blowing in light. And then he's going behind the chakra and doing the same thing, blowing the love from the back of the chakra to the front, and blowing light from the back of the chakra to the front. And then he's allowing you, with you, to give the command for the chakra to spin in a clockwise formation. Would you put your awareness on the fifth chakra? Give the command for all unnecessary or in out of time, out of place, out of time files into that box on the left, out of sequence, out of necessary. Yeah, out of necessary. And the ones that are needing to be refiled into the box on the right. And here, Archangel Gabriel is asking you to create a rose, white rose. Allow the white rose to have a sticky substance on it so it will collect. And for you to take the rose into your left ear and allow it to softly rotate through the left ear canal, through the sinus cavity, out the right ear. From the right ear, through the sinus cavity, out the left ear, and then now bring that rose down each of the eustachian tubes, down the left channel, and then go and do it to the right channel. And then would you bring the rose right into the fifth chakra itself? And then go from the fifth chakra down the left arm into the armpit, cleaning the lymph nodes in the armpit. All those little lymph sacs. All the way down the arm, out the hand. And then bringing that rose back in and letting it do the same thing down the right arm. Again, into the armpit, into the lymph nodes there, cleaning out all those lymph nodes. Down the arm, out the fingers. And would you put that rose in the box on the left? And would you ask Archangel Gabriel to recalibrate this fifth chakra so that you may hear and speak all communication? And would you allow him to blow love and light into the front of the chakra? And then have him go behind the chakra and blow the light and the love in through the back of the chakra to the front. And give the command for the chakra to spin clockwise. Take a breath. Now will you put your awareness on the sixth chakra? And any files that are no longer needed, belief systems. he's saying, please make sure you get all the connecting files, the hidden files, in the sixth chakra, because especially those listening to this call, there's a belief system that says, I can't see, and that is a bunch of crap. And so letting all of that go into the filing system on the left. And the other files on the right. And he's asking, would you create a rose that is peach-colored? Sticky again, like a cotton candy sticky. And have this rose clean out the sixth chakra to the pineal, to the medulla, back to the medulla, from the medulla back to the pineal, back to the sixth chakra. So six to pineal to medulla, medulla to pineal to six, three times. Six pineal medulla, medulla pineal, six. And then would you have the same rose clear off your viewing screen? It's TV screen right out in front of you. Have it clean it from left to right. Right to left, top to bottom, bottom to top. Put that rose in the box on the left. Would you put your awareness on the seventh chakra? This was the only one that points up. Would you give the command for any files here to go into the box on the left that are no longer needed? And anything that needs to be refiled in the box on the right? And here would you call in from the Godhead, directly from the Godhead into the seventh chakra and clear the chakra. Take a breath. And he's asking for this energy to now come from the seventh, clear the path from the seventh to the sixth, bringing that light in from the Godhead, right from the seventh to the sixth, from the sixth to the fifth, from the fifth to the fourth, fourth to fifth, fifth to sixth, sixth to seventh, and from the seventh to the soul star. The higher self is sitting right there. Clear that path. And would you ask the higher self, is there any files that you as the higher self have been holding on to that need to be let go. And just watch as your higher self dumps. And that big crater on the left. And anything that would be of value to be locked and loaded in the body on the right-hand side. So right here, Gabriel is saying, let's bring in Archangel Michael with the ray of light and ask Archangel Michael, would you please take all of the mutations that are in any of these files, anywhere, if they're in the part on the left to go into the recycle bin, if they're still in the chakra system itself, or if they're in the box over here on the right that are meant to be refiled, if any of them have mutations, would you bind the mutations to that ray of light? Just notice how your body is shifting right now. Especially through the chest area. And would you also ask Archangel Michael to take that ray of light into the Akashic Records themselves? And actually, he will take any of the files that go to the Akashic Record, he will take them with him, and he will go literally step into your Akashic Record, and if there's anything in the Akashic Record that is ready, can be, was missed at some point, is to bind it into any mutations, bind it into this ray. And have him file anything that goes up there. And while he's doing that, would you give the command for the files that are remaining in the box on the right to be redistributed where they are meant to be in the physical body? Many times, 5 and 2 get mixed. 6 and 1 get mixed. Meaning they get flipped. So you don't have to have your analyzer play with it. Just give the command that they are going back to their appropriate chakra. And now would you give the command for the box, the crater, the big truck, whatever's on the left-hand side. You can put any kind of an explosive device about it or drop it down the grounding cord all the way down into Earth Mother. Flush the toilet, whatever works for you to completely destroy, put it through the shredder, whatever needs to happen on your world to completely take that all that on the left away. And would you put your attention, your awareness on the Godhead again? You now bring that energy from the Godhead into the 14th chakra, allowing yourself to absorb. With the intention of recalibrating all of the chakras so that they are in alignment with where you are right now, present time, in a Christed body. Bringing that alignment from the 14th chakra into the 13th. Into the 12th. Into into the 11th. Into the 10th. Into the 9th. Into the 8th. From the 8th to the soul star. Back to the 8th. To the 7th. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Into the Earth star, which is about 2 feet below you, and with your intention to have the Earth chakras in complete alignment. Now, would you bring all that energy into the first, second, and third, allowing the first, second, and the third to now become one into the seat in the heart, the sacred heart, where 1, 2, and 3 get melded into one place in the sacred heart. And would you now put your awareness on your etheric body, radiating all of this alignment to the etheric body, allowing the etheric body to have this same alignment, attunement. And watch as it just radiates back and forth, physical to the etheric. Allowing that etheric to simply absorb all of this recalibration, realignment, radiation, illumination. And then would you allow the etheric body to now mirror to the mental emotional body? Mirroring back to the etheric body. Mirroring back to the physical body. Fully Christed being in a human body on planet Earth. Would you breathe your eyes open? Would you celebrate you? Celebrate your beauty. Celebrate your worth. Celebrate your love for yourself. I will end this recording.